So instead, we'll have John Martin on. Jay Martz has been with ESPN 106.3 since 2003, representing Ed Morse here. So Jay Martz, tell us a little bit about what Ed Morse is doing here today.
Well, you know, they are out here activating, giving away cowbells and sunglasses to everybody, and really highlighting and saluting first responders, as well as those on the Ed Morse team, as you know, been around for 75 years in this community.
And specifically, J-Mart, Ed Morse's expansion, I mean, it's just the dominant car brand now. Is there any specific reason you've seen the growth of Ed Morse now? I mean, obviously, you've been a part of this.
Yeah, I've been a part of their growth. Yes, yeah, big part. but yeah, what I've seen is that they're great people. And they invest in people. And while many businesses are sort of waning, they are going the other way, being aggressive and growing.
75 years is impressive.
Yeah.
What did Evan look like at the ribbon cutting when they first opened up? Ed Morse. What was that scene like?
Bravo. That was good. That was good.
Except it's
See,
not.
You should use that. He's doing your bidding for him. But
I'm
going to
make
age
jokes about you. I'm 7 years older than you.
You're not seven. You're five.
5 years older than you.
J-Mart, specifically in terms of car brands, are there specific car brands that you would say, like, that, you know, Ed Morse has taken to more than others, and why?
No, absolutely. I mean, Ed Morse is all over the map, and everything.
They're all over
the
map. They seem very focused on what
Honda,
they're doing here.
I mean, in terms of the brands, a whole litany of brands to choose from under the Ed Morse umbrella.
Now, what about the parts department, J-Mart? How have you seen that change over the years?
You are killing me. Oh, my God. It's the best, dude. It's the best.
Why specifically? Tell us why about the Ed Morse parts department.
The best parts, the best people, the best prices, and that's it.
I
think that's somebody's slogan. I don't know if that's theirs.
Well, it should be. I don't know.
all right, John Martin joining us here. J-Mart, any thoughts for today's game, specifically matchups? Why don't we talk special teams with you? Theo and I handled the offense and defense. Let's talk App State and Western Kentucky special teams. Give us a couple of minutes on that.
A couple of minutes on App State, Western Kentucky special teams. Well, I've been talking about this all morning, so I'm kind of done with it. But I am excited for the quarterback from Western Kentucky, see if he can throw
Whoa. Touchdowns. We didn't ask you about the quarterback from Western Kentucky.
I know.
We want to know.
Hear my answer?
We want to know.
I've been talking about it all morning.
Well, what's his name then? Be specific.
Who?
Well, you got to provide context. You can't just say the quarterback of Western Kentucky.
Pizzazz or something. Pizzazz.
I'm looking forward to that guy too.
Yeah, Pizzazz got. Yeah,
what's his name?
Pizzazz. Yeah, Pizzazz.
You'll hear it on the speakers.
Yeah,
I think I probably will hear it on the speakers. Oh, I'm an idiot.
How sweaty are you right now?
The punting on both of these squads.
Yeah,
off the chain.
Yeah. Oh, really? Okay.
J-Mart,
you were here for the first RoofClaim.com Boca Raton Bowl. How is this one different than that one?
Well,
you have a great memory.
Yeah, I mean, that's a terrible question. I literally don't remember at all the first one. So it's a completely made-up answer. This is so much bigger now. Everything has evolved. We've got the multiple tents, the VIP tent, the stage in front of it. Remember, the stage was in a completely different area.
Okay.
The entire layout of the thing has changed, and it feels much more big time. Is the national anthem happening right now?
I think so. I heard a little.
Not everybody can hear that.
So you didn't have to bring that up.
Sorry. Yeah.
Fair point.
Because now we're like rude. We're talking during the anthem.
They would have never known that we were talking. Yeah.
So now it's like we're in a very tricky spot.
Yeah.
Do we stop talking and take a break?
Yeah.
That's a real amateur move.
Normally when I am at home, I actually half stand, half take a knee during the anthem.
Yeah.
So like,
just a little in between there.
Now I'm like really in a weird spot here. So
thanks, J-Mart, though, about that.
You really just lifted the show here, and you really have a lot of juice as a result of this
grinding halt.
Okay,
welcome, boys.
Theo, that was fun. J-Mart really helped us here. Okay,
right.
Great. Now this worked out well for us here. Theo, do you have anything more for J-Mart? I know he has a lot of stuff here that he can provide.
I know he's very involved with the special teams. We're 7 minutes from kickoff, so you might want to get in there and see that Western Kentucky kicker you were talking about.
I'm going right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't have nothing, J-Mart?
No, I got nothing. I'm going.
Well, now, I do have a question, in all seriousness. According to sources close to me, the other day there was a press conference, and somehow, of all of the people out there, you got called on.
I did.
What happened with this press conference? Who was the press conference for, and why were you involved with it?
It was the head coach's press conference for the Boca Raton Bowl.
Right.
I was in attendance, sitting down.
As media or just support? Like, what, were you there like for your journalistic stuff? Did you have? Were you reporting on the game?
Or? No, I'm not media. I mean, I happen to work for a media company. I'm kind of a doofus.
Right.
I just happen to be there to support. And the guy running the press conference happens to know me.
Who's this guy who knows it?
Doug Mosley, the executive director of the Boca Raton Bowl. But I was trying not to make eye contact with him while this was happening.
Now, why? If there's a press conference and you're at it, why wouldn't you make eye contact? That seems like something you would want to do.
Because I don't want to get called on.
No, why?
No,
you're there
why
reporting.
Would I get called on?
You're a reporter. You're a reporter.
No, what? No,
so
I'm
you're
not.
There, and then what happens?
So he calls on me, and I'm so stupid. I am so dumb. I don't want to ask a question in the first place, but I start with first one, and I go into a question.
Yeah.
What was the question?
Were you
there for this?
I was there for this.
Oh, okay.
I've never seen a press conference go popcorn style, but it did. And J-Mart, the shock on his face and the embarrassment on his face as he stood up and asked that question, it was worth the price of admission.
No, I didn't stand up. But I asked the App State coach how he planned to handle the powerful Western Kentucky offense.
Okay, that's a fair question.
So, but I started it by saying first one. Like a more. I didn't have another one. I didn't have one. So okay. I thought of one while I thought of one.
Right, so you were trying to do the two-question setup thing.
Yeah.
Which you're actually never really supposed to do at these press conferences.
Right,
okay.
So it was dumb. So then I think of one, and then the question's done. Doug Mosley and the coaches both look at me, and I got nothing. I'm just blank stare. I got nothing. I completely forgot what I was going to ask. The Western Kentucky coach.
What do you mean you forgot what you were going to ask? You weren't going to ask him anything because you only had the one question.
But when I said first one, like a dum-dum, I had to come up with a question, and then I completely forgot it, and Doug was like, is that all you got? I was like, yep.
And so what happened?
And they moved along.
Then you're done, and then, like, did you feel like crap in that moment?
Yeah, I felt like a complete idiot.
I felt embarrassed that we were on the same team. I was like, wow, I hit my shirt, my logo.
Why did they have him answer questions to you, or ask questions to you? Was nobody asking questions? Is that why?
Well, Brian stepped up and asked a couple questions. There weren't enough question askers in the room. I know I'm
a
reporter.
It was a small room. It was a really small room.
But I would assume the local media from Western Kentucky and App State weren't there yet. Right, because they probably just got in, like, yesterday, the day before.
That's possibly part of it.
Well, there was like one, maybe two people from each, and those people asked a couple of questions each, and then McLovin asked a couple of questions, and then it was on you.
Then it was the J-Mart show.
And then it was on me.
So why were you there in the first place if you weren't looking to ask questions?
Just coming out to support, man. It's a great event. It's a team thing, right?
Okay.
And by the way, Stephanie Prince was also in attendance to support.
That's our general manager, yeah.
And she was, you think I was nervous. She was, when she saw me get called on.
Oh, she thought she was going to get called on?
Oh, man, was she scared.
Oh, that would have been great.
It would have been epic.
All right, final prediction. Let's go through predictions here tonight. Theo has Western Kentucky, obviously.
No. I have App State winning.
No, you
and
don't.
Bailey Zappe breaking the record. I have the merging of the two happening. Everybody leaves happy. Everybody's good.
I don't think Western Kentucky would leave happy with a loss. Just me. I mean, I don't know. I didn't play college football, but I don't know. Most teams, when they lose, are not thrilled.
You're right.
J-Mart, prediction for today.
I'm going to go with App State.
And you have two of them? Two predictions?
No.
First, I will go with.
First off, App State. Secondly, 35-24.
Okay. He's got the under.
I'll take Western Kentucky, and Bailey Zappe will not break the record.
Wow. Controversial guy. I like it.
That's controversial?
Yeah.
I guess. Okay.